It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Of course, Main Street Magazine is available for pickup throughout our tri-state region on a monthly basis and also online, mainstreetmag.com, mainstreetmag.com. And we are entering the month of February. Thorin, nice to speak to you today.
You as well, on a sunny day nonetheless.
That's right. Now, tell me about the picture on the cover for February, Main Street Magazine.
So this photo is by Laszlo, our very own Laszlo Gierszak, and he took it on, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this, I know I'm going to butcher it, Lake Wermukmag, I think it's in Warren, Connecticut. And Laszlo's commentary was to me when, you know those pictures you sometimes take in the desert with sand dunes and whatnot? He felt like this was our version of that in winter. So, I saw this, you know, picture when he took it, and I'm like, that's our February cover. So he fixed it up for us and sent it right over, and I think it looks fantastic, but, you know, I'm a little biased.
Well, you know, if you look at, like, lakes around here, Lakeville Lake and everything, the way they freeze over and unfreeze, Lake Wermukmag has so many different inlets and outlets that
right there,
and you can see it perfectly right here from the way the ice patterns, and I love the sky. I mean, it's just a terrific picture, so.
He's a rare talent around here.
Well, let's go and take a look what we've got here for February. What about the Hills Are Alive?
So Ian is trying to get us a little excited for the upcoming season when we can go outside and enjoy theater and music and with some festivals that are going to be starting up in the spring. So he was talking about Tanglewood and Mass Mocha and some other smaller venues, you know, like Infinity Hall, I believe he referenced in there. And so it's when I at least was laying it out in January when it was pretty cold that week, I got kind of excited and it was nice to see some greenery in the photos and think about outside concerts.
Well, and you know, what's interesting is we're gearing up for the springtime, but more and more, we're so lucky around here, more of these theaters and more of these outlets are doing things now. They're not just shutting down at the end of November. They're bringing some sort of entertainment on a regular basis. And like Tanglewood's now really going to expand next year to be full 12 months. So, I mean, we've always been lucky in the spring and the summer,
yes.
But now we're going to be lucky in the fall through the winter as well in the coming years.
Hey, it gives us something to do, right?
And you know, and it's only a couple of minutes away each time. So that is a look at that particular story, and then the next story that we'll go to because it's right there in front of me. Is making history, leaving a legacy.
So this is our second political profile, or I don't really want to even call it political, but it's a the new mayor of Hudson. And as you remember, in January we had Assemblyman Marcus Molinaro from Dutchess County, and here we've popped over to Hudson and looked at a mayor. And as we talked about last time, you know, this is kind of our way of talking about quote-unquote politics, but you know, we'd rather do a person profile. And so Griffin had a nice conversation with Kamal about his background and, you know, his motivation and why he wanted to, you know, run for mayor and become the mayor, and to you know, just to get an idea of what are some of the issues that he sees, what are some of the things that he wants to work on and for his community there. And so I think it was a, you know, another beautiful profile of an individual who's trying to make a difference in that particular community.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting when you write these profiles. You know, I'm not going to call them political profiles because it's not an endorsement or an attack or anything. What's great about these profiles is that unfortunately nowadays in this country, and I think across the world, people look what's going on in their national government, all right?
Yes.
And it doesn't reflect at all the public service that is involved. What it used to be when people ran for a Senate or a Congress in this country, back in the old days when it started, they were farmers and they were business people. They went, they served their 2 years or 4 years. They came back and they expected somebody else to step forward to do it.
Precisely.
And we lose that touch on the national basis, but here on the local basis, And the term all politics are local, it's really important for people to step forward and take these roles. And it's nice to see these profiles of these people. And maybe more people, when they read these profiles, will understand they're a lot like that person. And if they want to get involved locally, they can get involved.
That was one of my thinking with it. But when Griffin and I initially talked about this, and I told him when we started the magazine now 7 years ago, politics and, you know, religion actually were the two things that I tried to stay away from, because it's such a divisive thing and people are so, you know, they're either one side or the other, or, you know, kind of branch between the two. But I don't want to say, you know, this is my political agenda and I'm just going to talk about that. I am, you know, as a voter, and this is something I told Mr. Molinaro, you know, I'm curious about, you know, the people that represent me. And so I felt like this is a way in these profiles to get to know the people that might be our representatives. And Griffin and I have, you know, we've put up a list of potential people we'd like to talk to and feature. And they're not just in New York. It just happens that, you know, the first two we did are in New York. But we're going to be featuring some from Connecticut and Massachusetts. And we want to do it at all levels, whether, you know, we get to talk to a senator or, you know, a local, you know, mayor or a board member. So, you know, because all these are elected positions. And so we felt like this is a good way to kind of get to know the people that represent us at all levels of the government. And, you know, at the local level, it's so important because, you know, are they thinking, you know, about me and my needs? And, you know, each and every one of us can ask that question, you know, is this someone that I want representing me?
Oh, I just think they're great. And we have a lot of interesting people around here, and it does include people that run for office, so they shouldn't be excluded.
Yes.
and seeing and finding out more about them. Now, what's interesting here is our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, is a member, a voting member for the Oscars. He produces small videos and everything, but he became a member. He has to see these movies. They're sent to them, and then he's got to write reports on them. You've got a real nice story, A Night at the Oscars.
Yeah, so CB started writing for us for our website. I think it was in August when we relaunched our website and doing film reviews. And CB and I talked very early on about the upcoming Oscar season because, you know, from like September-ish through now, we've got a lot of, you know, films that, you know, get put out, you know, ahead of the Oscars. And so CB had actually seen most of these and reviewed them. So we was like, oh, well, it'd be nice to have a little review ahead of it. And so, you know, this is written and he wrote it just before the nominations came out. So some people might notice the terminology he uses refers to, you know, might get the nomination, et cetera. But some, you know, most of these have gotten it. And for those of us who, you know, aren't able to go to the movies and see all of them, I think it gives a nice kind of a background and, you know, here's what this movie's about and, or, you know, profiling, you know, which producer and which actors got nominated and why.
All right. Now, you've got a story about a friend of mine and a guy who's helped me out on more times than not. And it's called A New Kind of Classroom, but it's about involves Dr. Martin Niwa. And he has saved me so many times. My my regular dentist, I've known Martin, and we've talked about the narwhal for a long, long time.
Yes.
But he's also an excellent dentist, and he's helped me out several times when my dentist been out of town. But you've got a really great article here, and I'm not sure people really understand about Dr. Nuiya, how important he is and to the narwhals and to their publicity and to their study.
Yeah, so I think this is actually our third article that has included him, because we had done a artist profile on his photographer friend that's gone with them where we talked about him. Then Mary had written a story about him as well in the narwhals. So this was something we've been talking to him about for, I think, about 2 months or so, and he and Griffin were finally able to get together and talk about this new HoloLens technology and what he's doing with that, which is just phenomenal. And when my proofreader came in, Palm is her name, she stopped and brought this story up, and she's like, are you for real with this? She's like, I think this is the best story ever. And she's like, he's a dentist here? And she was just so surprised and shocked, you know, but she was like, it just, her reaction was, you know, put it into perspective that, you know, the people around here and what they're doing, it's incredible work and incredible for the entire globe. And it's not just, you know, at a local level, but which is great. but you know, they're making a world of difference.
Well, and the people that we have dotted throughout our tri-state area, are it's not a fact that they're actors. It's not a fact that they're politicians. We have so many leading experts in so many different fields,
yes,
from the arts, the sciences, act. It absolutely is amazing when you actually sit back and look at it and think about the talented people that we have amongst us. And those people do give of their time in the local community.
For sure. And, you know, who knew about the unicorn of the sea until, you know, and that a local dentist would, you know, be doing these amazing things for him.
Now, of course, this is Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio, mainstreetmag.com on the web and throughout the area for pickup. But I have to ask a question about the dog in the road in the snow that I see up there.
Where is that?
On your website. It's a great picture of a dog and this little snow. So what's the background to that picture?
So Libby, one of our other photographers, took this, I think, about 2 years ago. Oh, I see it's on the front page of our website. Yeah. It's her dog on the rail trail. And it's, you know, besides being a beautiful photo, I think it says so much, you know, this time of year, because we that cover photo we changed throughout the season to kind of represent the season. And we used it last year, but I wanted to use it again because I personally love that photo. And it just ties things into, you know, our region, in my opinion. You know, here's the rail trail. That's a huge part of our region. You know, the outdoors environment and, you know, your best friend.
And the rail trail is becoming a bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
It goes is.
By part of our region. I just love the depth of the photograph between looking down down the trail, the rail trail, and the dog up front and the light snow. It's an outstanding photo. But just about everything you put in there is always pretty amazing. And you've got February out there now, and I bet you you're already halfway ready to start doing March.
More than halfway. We're always working on our website. We're always posting stories on there. So, you know, please check back. We have our featured stories on there already from the February issue if you haven't gotten your hard copy. But we've already turned around. We're already working on the March issue, which is one of our people's favorites, actually, because it's the annual animals and farming issue where we devote everything to our furry friends and agriculture related things. And for example, Ashley in our office here, the friendly faces turn into fur-friendly faces because we feature animals, local, you know, we usually have one cat, one dog, we've had cows, we've had guinea pigs. So you get to read all about, you know, half a dozen animals this month. And we've got, you know, some interesting stories coming up in that issue that tie into the theme. And it's a fun one, you know, because look where we live. There are so many animals, farms, and, you know, who doesn't have a pet around here? So it's, you know, it connects kind of with everyone.
Well, once again, Main Street Magazine, the February issue is out and online, and March is next. And Thorin, we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Stay warm.
Take care. That is Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Find them at mainstreetmag.com.